You have my housing set up where?
I'm sorry, but that's what we have left. Enrollment this semester has been up by 30%.
Miss Coleman, this has got to be a mistake.
I assure you, it isn't.
This is going to end in disaster. I need to speak to someone else.
I am someone else.
I mean someone that can change this.
I am that someone, and I can't. I wish I could, but I can't, so I won't.
This is humiliating.
The house is being instructed on how to behave.
And that means something?
In today's day and age, Miss Andrews, you better believe it.
I thought I was getting a dorm room like every other freshman.
Yes. As I said, our enrollment has increased dramatically this year. In addition, we lost one of our main dormitories due to it being torn down.
That's not my fault.
You're not being punished, Miss Andrews. It's just the way things are. We can correct this, hopefully, at the end of the first semester.
What about security?
It is very secure.
What about all the kickers that houses like this are known for?
Those things do occur, and when they do, we step in and put the hammer down, as the expression goes.
My parents are going to freak out.
All measures are being taken to make certain that you have a safe and clean housing while you are here at our illustrious university.
This cannot be happening to me. I'm trying to get into the nursing school here.
And I've seen your academic record, Miss Andrews, and I have faith that you will.
But Beta Beta Tau?
Yes, the BTs, as they like to call themselves.
The BTs. If any one of them so much as looks at me in some indecent or carnal way, I will sue.
I don't blame you. As I've said, they are being instructed on how they are to behave while you stay there.
How am I going to tell my friends that I'm the only girl living in the frat house?
That might be a bit tricky, yes.
Stage Struck Audio Theater presents Fraternizing. What is a serious university student to do when her roommates are the members of a frat house? Do as the Romans do or fight against a sea of frat boys? Let's see as we follow the plight of Lana Andrews and her housing arrangements in the Beta Beta Tau fraternity house. This episode, Moving In.
Great. No one's even here. Just great. They must be the first of many practical jokes. Oh, joy of joys. Hello? Haha, very funny, guys. It's Lana Andrews, a new member of Beta Beta Tau.
Excuse me, ma'am. You're making a lot of noise out there. And we're already in our study time for the day.
Before classes even begin?
Of course. We're the BTs. We're serious about our studies.
I'm sure. I'm...
Lana Andrews. Hi. I'm Jimmy Ross. I'm the secretary for our organization.
And you're doing a fine job trying to sound somewhat sophisticated.
You think so?
I do.
We have been told about your circumstances, to which we were more than willing to assist with your plight.
This is a joke, right? How are you going to cope with a girl living in your frat house?
That is fraternity headquarters. We are very serious about our brotherhood here, and we respect your gender and the fact that you're a freshman and away from home for the first time.
And you've been threatened to be kicked off campus if any of you so much as looks at me the wrong way.
We were informed of the gravity of the situation, yes.
I bet you were.
If you don't mind me saying so, you seem a bit upset by all of this.
You better believe it.
And you're a studious person too, yes?
I'm trying to get into the nursing school here at the university.
We were told that as well. We respect your academic endeavors, just so you know.
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Should there be one?
How many girls live in a frat house?
I think you're the first one.
Yes, most likely.
And isn't that great?
How's that?
It means you're one of a kind.
Hooray for me.
Shouldn't you be happy about that?
No.
We're proud of it. We're the first house in our fraternity to have a girl living with us.
So? What's that mean?
Party!
And there's the shoe dropping.
Let me get your luggage for you.
Yes, why don't you do that? This is another joke, right, Jimmy?
No way. We wanted you to feel right at home, but you are a freshman and newbies don't get the best rooms in the house. That's a no-brainer.
But I'm not going to be a member of a frat.
Perish the thought. But we have to be fair, don't we?
I've seen prison cells look homier.
You can fix that up.
What, because I'm a girl?
No, because you can and all the newbie rooms look like this.
The walls are concrete blocks.
Yes, you're right there, girl.
There's no carpet.
You can buy some and roll it out. I can get some guys to help you out with that.
There are only two plugins in the whole room.
What can I say? We were founded here on campus in 1924 and They weren't big for electricity back in the olden days.
I have enough electrical appliances to short-circuit this place.
Don't say that too loud, Lana. Come on, be nice. Just do what the rest of us do. We switch items in and out of the plugs as needed.
I'll just get some power strips.
No, whatever you do, don't do that. Please. One of our sophomores did that last year, and the fire department was called out, and they investigated to see if we were having a kegger.
Were you?
Not that night. Only joking.
Excuse me.
Hey, Hank. Are you settled in yet?
What do you mean, settled in yet? He's walking out of my bathroom.
Our bathroom?
Say what?
I was getting to that.
No, as in N-O for anyone in the room who can spell.
That's how the rooms are arranged. Two rooms linked by a bathroom.
Unacceptable.
We can get you a bucket.
How crude of you!
Oh, this is Hank Wynn. He's the fraternity pledge officer.
Hello there, Lana...
Andrews.
Nice name.
Is that some form of harassment, Mr. Wynn?
By saying you have a nice name? Not likely.
I don't share bathrooms. That's one of my rules to live by.
Then life is going to be pretty tough for you around here.
Not if you're using another bathroom.
Not me. I like this bathroom.
You'll get used to it, Lana.
No, I won't. I like things a certain way in my bathroom.
Me too.
See? It'll never work. Don't you have another room?
No, we're full up this year. The BTs are pretty popular.
We recruit all the time.
And now you've got me.
Did you share a bathroom with any siblings?
Yes.
There you go then.
But I won't hear. You're not my brother.
Yeah, I kinda am.
No way.
See? I told you you'd be a member around here.
I will not be a member of a frat and have to eat dog food, chug tequila like it was water, stay up for days on end, steal a university president's favorite pin, or do anything weird with farm animals.
Wow, you've got us pegged down to the last detail.
And really, the goat thing isn't that bad.
Ugh!
It's only a joke, Lana. We're doing our best here to make you feel welcome.
That's right. Or don't you appreciate our efforts?
No, frankly, I do not.
Okay. We have been courteous and kind to you. You have repaid us by acting spoiled, being hateful, and saying mean-spirited things. This was forced on us too, you know, and we're doing the best we can with it.
Well, la-ti-da.
Not impressed?
Not one little bit. I want out of here.
Certainly. This your suitcase?
One of them. That was my mom's favorite piece of luggage.
Now you moved out. See ya.
I'll go get it. Just hang on. I'll be back in a minute.
Jimmy!
Yeah?
I can't.
Oh, now, hey, let's not do any of that. I'm sure Hank meant well in his own way. Or not. Let me get you a tissue.
Yes, it's open. Miss Andrews.
It isn't going to work.
I'm sorry, what isn't?
Me living in a frat house with a bunch of frat boys. It's not going to work.
You've been there all of 10 hours.
That's long enough to know that I'm not a fit. I'm not BT material.
You aren't joining their fraternity, Miss Andrews.
You might as well call me Lana, Miss Coleman. I have a feeling you and I are going to know each other really well.
Lana, I've gone over the housing situation with you in mind, but there simply isn't a room available on this campus.
How about this one?
Which one?
This one.
My office.
Yes, I could crash here nights in a sleeping bag.
Calm down now, be reasonable.
This is me being reasonable. Do you know what my brand new suite mate did? Do you?
I bet you're going to tell me.
He threw my luggage out of a window.
I see. That is reprehensible behavior to say the least. What is this young man's name?
Hank something or other. I don't know.
Oh, Hank Wynn. Lovely boy. Was on the dean's honor roll last semester. Sang in the choir, too.
I don't care if he's the president's golf caddy. He threw my luggage out of a window.
Did you antagonize him in any way?
What's that got to do with it?
I'm guessing you did.
Again, so what?
I'm not approving of his behavior, but why don't we give it some time before you decide Hank is a bad person? Because you won't. He's a dear. Did you know that he's their pledge leader?
Yes, I got that first thing. Hooray for him. I want to move, please.
There isn't anywhere for you to go, dear.
Maybe this is a sign. Maybe the good Lord is telling me that coming to school was a bad plan and me trying to be a nurse and save the dying and sick was just a stupid pipe dream.
Don't say that. Just take a breath and calm down.
It isn't going to work.
Take a breath.
I'm breathing just fine.
Take one.
Miss...
Please.
Okay, fine.
One more.
So I'm calm.
Feel better?
Will it matter if I say no?
Certainly.
I don't feel better.
We still don't have any other housing. Please be patient. I know this is hard for you. I do. But it's difficult for them as well. Just so you know, they were the only fraternity house that would agree to having you live with them.
Well, that makes me feel a whole lot better. Thanks a lot.
They agreed without any hesitation, too.
Why?
I'm sure they had their reasons.
Your face is scrunching up, Miss Coleman. There's a story, isn't there?
No, no.
Spill it.
The Beta Beta Taus just got off their probation last year.
That's just great! What for?
It involved repainting the school mascot statue out on the main quad.
The eagle?
It's a hawk, thank you very much.
Okay, hawk. And they repainted it?
To improve it, they said.
Was Hank Wynn involved?
Not that I know of.
Why would he be, right? He's a perfect little angel.
He is a nice young man, yes.
So the only reason they took me was to make sure they were still in good with the administration?
That may be a little bit of an exaggeration, but probably pretty close to the mark, yes.
You sure do know how to build a girl's confidence, Miss Coleman.
That's part of my job. What I was trained to do.
You're great at it.
I sense your sarcasm.
Can you? That's good.
Do I need to return the sarcasm back your way?
No, ma'am.
I didn't think so. Try and lighten up a bit, make the best of it, and relax.
Living in a frat house.
Yes, living in a frat house.
Expect me back soon, Miss Coleman.
My door is always open, dear. Have a good day.
Oh yeah, I'm dying to.
Aha! Gotcha. Hey, Lana.
Don't you guys believe in keeping the fridge stocked with food for a midnight snack?
Food around here is gone before you can blink. I think I put some celery in there.
Yay for me. What are you doing here?
I had a hankering for a hunk of cheese.
You didn't say anything about cheese.
Because the cheese is mine and has my name on it.
And it appears to have grown legs and walked.
What? Not funny. If it was a dweeb freshman, he is so dead.
A frat can't haze, as I recall.
There are other things that can be done. Once they say yes, which they usually do, the sky's the limit.
Are you ready for classes to start?
Sure. My folks are bound and determined to see me get a degree.
You don't seem too enthusiastic.
I can give or take it. The frat is what keeps me here.
The frat? Please.
They're the best friends I've ever had. High school wasn't good for me, and I had two friends total, and they were the outcasts in the social hierarchy of the school.
Your closest friends?
You bet. They pulled me through a tough first year and kept me from quitting.
At a frat?
Yes, at a frat. Give us a chance.
Not on your life.
What about you?
What about me?
You ready for classes to begin?
Yes. I want to get into the nursing school here.
Oh, wow, that's great.
I think so.
What made you want to be a nurse?
I had a great-grandmother who served as one during World War II.
No joking, that's cool.
She's my inspiration for being here.
Nice.
I think helping heal is important work.
Too true.
You plan on being the next Florence Nightingale?
Hey, Hank, what are you doing awake?
Checking to make sure the freshmen aren't sneaking out and getting into trouble.
Oh, that happens after school starts.
You're still mad about me throwing your suitcase out the window?
Me? Mad? I've moved on. I do get even, though.
Sure. So, a nurse?
Yes, a nurse. What about you? No, wait, let me guess. A lawyer.
A lawyer? Come off it.
You have that air about you.
He does, doesn't he?
No. Think again.
Veterinarian.
What? No way. You're out of your mind.
Social worker.
I'm out of here.
History teacher / coach.
Bullseye.
I can't believe I didn't see it before.
I look the part? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, you certainly do.
Slack jaw, knuckles dragging the ground, that vacant stare.
Ouch. Zinger.
No, not a zinger. If I look like a coach / history teacher, then you fit the nurse profile down to the comfortable shoes.
Hey now.
Oh, really?
Can you say frumpy?
You did not just call me that.
Then maybe you should become a hearing doctor so you can check your own ears.
Why are you intentionally trying to upset me? It's not as if I don't have enough stress about living here.
Better not ask him that.
No, she should. Because I don't want you here.
I don't want to be here.
And yet you're here.
And my sweet mate.
I didn't ask for that.
That was kind of mandated.
Jimmy, keep your mouth shut.
All right, mouth shut, but still.
It's my business.
Frat business.
What now? Is he a maniac of some kind? Wait a minute. Is he really a maniac? And he's my sweet mate.
He's not a maniac. Not in the traditional sense, anyway.
I warned you, Jimmy. Frat business.
Righto. Long live the frat.
I have a right to know if I'm going to be...
No, you don't either, girly girl.
Don't do that.
What did I do?
That. Try and demoralize me. I have feelings and I am sensitive to them.
I noticed that when you cried over your suitcase.
Hank, you don't have to take things out on her.
Take what out on me? I have a right to know.
No, you do not. Just stay out of my way this semester and move out at the end of the term. That will suit me just fine.
Me too.
Girly girl.
Don't you ever call me that again.
I'm gone.
I think you woke up the entire house.
Good. What is his deal, Jimmy?
I honestly cannot tell you.
All right. I'll find out, just so you know.
I doubt it.
And I meant what I said. I will get even. You sit back and watch.
Yes, come in. As I live and breathe.
Hi, Miss Coleman.
And how is one of my favorite Beta Beta Taus?
Cranky.
I've heard. Why the long face?
We're all still trying to adjust to our new roomie. Is this some punishment that we're being subjected to here? Something we knew nothing about?
Oh, look at the time. Come on. If you're going to talk, I have an academic meeting to go to, and I need a gallon of coffee just to get through it.
This Lana person and I are not going to get along.
What? You? You're the pledge master, or whatever you guys call that position. You get along with everyone.
Not with this girl. She whines about everything.
She is living in a frat house, Hank. Cut her some slack.
We have.
Have you?
Yes.
By throwing her suitcase out the window.
I lost my temper.
She's the first in her family to go to college.
Yay for her. So are a lot of people.
She's wanting to be a nurse.
Yeah, I got lectured on that last night.
The only reason she can go here is because of her academic scholarships.
Okay, so she's smart. She's let us know that already, too.
So just what is the problem?
I've been telling you.
No, seriously, what's the problem?
She's a girl living in a fraternity house.
Yes, we know that. The only place left for her to live on this campus.
Think of our reputation.
The BTs, you guys are lucky to even still be here.
Over a silly prank?
In today's day and age, nothing is considered to be a silly prank. You better thank whatever deity you believe in that we didn't put you all in therapy.
Good grief.
Yep, I know. I'm just a liaison.
And now this. Our national office will have a fit when they find out.
Why? Because you're being kind to a young lady who needed some kindness?
Don't put it like that, Miss Coleman. She's going to mess up what we have going.
I truly doubt that. I'm sure she'll find reasons to stay as far away as possible.
And I'm her sweet mate.
Yes, you are. And it is called respect, as in her space, privacy, and pursuit of her studies.
Yes, ma'am.
No more intimidating her by throwing her suitcase out of the window.
Got it.
You're better than that.
If only.
Try.
Okay, sure. I'll do my best.
That's what we expect from you and the rest of the fraternity.
Thank you for your time.
Of course. Now, do me a favor and say a prayer for me before I go into this meeting. I've seen the agenda, and there will be lots of screaming and crying, I'm sure.
You got it.
You're an angel. Ta-ta.
Knock, knock. Hello? Anyone there? Hank. I'm entering the bathroom now. Hello? Hank? Coast is clear. Now let's see what soap he likes to use in the shower. Ah, yes. Classic bar soap. So predictable. And perfect.
For the final bit of business, guys, before we all get ready for our first day of classes, we need to talk about our new visitor. Yes, yes, I know. You're all bothered by it. Get over it. It's part of our probation. It's not the worst thing in the world, and when you get to know Lana, Miss Andrews, you will discover that she is nice and wants to be dedicated to her studies. Show her your BT manners. She will be with us to the end of the semester. Got it? And just so you know, any of you ruin our probation, you will be killed. Okay?
Does this mean we can have a party?
Hey, who needs a reason to throw a party when you're a BT, am I right? Now, you don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, right. I can't believe you let me sit in on that meeting.
Yeah, feel honored. That's a big rule we just broke.
And so now you guys are throwing a party the night before classes?
Not that kind of party. The powers that be police all the sorority and frat houses all the time.
So no kegger?
No, not tonight. And not here. We'll do that off campus later in the semester.
Have fun with that.
Maybe you could go with us.
No way. Not my scene.
You'd have a good time.
I'm not going to be the mascot for the Beta Beta Taus.
No one's asking you to.
So, when do I get Wi-Fi?
Ask Hank. He can help you out with that.
Does anyone have an extra fridge? That would be nice to have in my room.
Ask Hank. I think he has an extra stored away somewhere around here.
Great.
He's the go-to guy around here.
Sounds like it. Lucky me.
Hey, there you guys are.
Where have you been?
Making sure the freshmen don't burn down the kitchen. Some have never seen a stove before.
Freshmen.
Which includes me.
You won't burn down the kitchen, will you?
What's that supposed to mean? Because I'm a girl, I know my way around one and know how to cook and know how to boil water?
I was not implying anything.
Sure you were.
Well, do you?
Do I what?
Know your way around a kitchen.
Of course I do. My mom didn't raise an idiot.
Like many of our freshmen.
I really wasn't trying to be offensive.
Since when?
We got off on the wrong foot.
You did, yes.
I'm trying to make sure you feel welcome around here, Lana.
I don't believe you. Your track record with me isn't good.
Okay, I tried.
And he's off into the throng.
Hopefully to never be seen again.
You shouldn't be hateful to him.
Why not? That's all that guy has been since I walked through the door.
Before the meeting, he and I had a talk.
About how he wants to hijack all of my belongings?
No, believe it or not.
I choose not. He's a bully, Jimmy.
Anywho, he told me before the meeting he was wrong about you and being mean to you. He promised to make a go of it as your sweet maid and do everything he could to make your stay here this semester the best it can be.
You're lying.
Lana, this is Jimmy you're talking to here.
You're not fibbing?
No, we talked about it. I know him. He meant it, every word of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I was awful just now to him.
Yep.
I should apologize.
He'll get over it. No big thing. He knows he had it coming anyway.
I thought he hated me.
No, it's a long story when it comes to Hank.
I'm listening?
Not my story to tell. Just know that he means it and will do his best to make sure you feel welcome around here.
That makes me feel better.
See? I told you we'd grow on you.
Let's not get carried away. I should go up there and tell Hank that I appreciate him wanting to do what he can to help me around here.
Oh, he's probably up there taking a shower. Hank's kind of a neat freak. Everyone knows about his nightly ritual cleansing.
Oh, okay. Well, I should respect that then. I can go up later.
I would if I were you. We joke that he uses up all the hot water around here.
Shower.
That's what I said.
Oh, no, no!
What is it?
I screwed up royally.
What did you do?
Come on, hurry!
Finally, a hot shower.
We're too late.
Oh man, he is going to be ticked.
Ah! Ow!
Sorry, man. So sorry. You haven't lathered up, have you?
Oh.
Here, let me turn off the shower. Yep, you used the soap.
What are you doing in here?
Is he...
Why is my skin blue?
Oh no.
Dude, you look like a smurf.
I'm so sorry. I apologize.
Lana, of course. And I tried to be nice.
I did it before.
Is this how you want to play it? Fine with me, sister. It is on.
Oh dear.
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Fraternizing, Moving in the cast. As Lana, Madison Baker, Hank, Kieran Shatler, Jimmy, Wesley Swigert, Mrs. Coleman, Emily Graves. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.